step to the dust and miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming on, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage. Road rage. Love that he doesn't care. He keeps on breaking down. Can't get enough of him. He stands alone above the crowd. You got to come strong. If you're coming, all you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna call my shot. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into.
What is gonna South Carolina and all the ships at sea. We are live at George Coleman Ford for the signing day special. Not really a lot of news on this particular signing day because really, in all honesty, we already had the signing day. But Dabo Swinney sounded pretty excited. He sounded pretty excited to be adding, you know, gray shirts, walk-ons, players of that, because he knows these players all build the fiber of his team. And in a real sense, to him, they're just as important as the big star players who signed earlier. So we'll talk a little bit about that today. I heard much of what Coach Swinney had to say before we came on. I'm joined by John Height today, and come on out, hang out with us at George Coleman Ford. There's no place like George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less than travelers rest. There are never any document fees or service fees. I'll be telling you about a couple specials through the course of the day. Hot Papa John's pizza just arrived. It's free. Come stuff your faces. Free drinks in the cooler. It doesn't get better than that. Come on. Where else are they giving you free food today? Are any of the restaurants around the upstate giving you free food? No. Papa John's, free food, free drink. George Coleman Ford, come hang out with the show. And we'll be making way a little early today. What is it, Ramona? 6:25 basketball? Is that the deal, 6:25?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe we're at 6:25.
Yeah. In any case, you want to get in, 654-7627, and you're welcome. Here's what we're going to do. At some point today, I'm probably going to play some clips from some of the talent analysis I had done on the early members of this class, just to give you a refresher, because I think that's really what this signing day is all about. I thought, of all the things Coach Swinney said, I thought it was interesting. He talked about how, you know, they do their own analysis, basically, that they're not reliant on the rivals. You know, one thing that just drives me crazy, and it's along that line of thought, I get sick to death of people talking about recruiting rankings. I mean, you know, well, you know, this team is one, and this team has been five, or this team has been six, and you know, and we list all these, you know, these years and what the rankings were for this team versus another team. We act as if that stuff is gospel. That stuff's not gospel. That's just a freaking opinion of somebody who really doesn't know enough to even have an opinion in most cases. I mean, so don't get bogged down in that nonsense. I mean, listen, what I'm telling you is because Rivals says one class is number one and one class is number seven, that does not make it so. That those are not facts. Those are some amateur evaluators' opinions. Nothing more than that. Nothing. So let's stop acting like those things are facts. I don't give a rat's behind what Rivals or 247 or any of these goofball organizations. Sorry, I don't care what any of you think about what the ratings are. It's irrelevant. It has nothing to do with football. Those are people's opinions who are basically amateur evaluators. And what they view and how they view it is of no consequence to football. It has nothing to do with actual talent. It's like Coach Swinney said, you know, he wishes the process were reversed and you could evaluate them, you know, you evaluate them 4 years later as to what the class did. Well, and his point would be, well, they had the best recruiting. And that's right. That's right. So don't quote these numbers and say, well, you know, this team did this and this other team did that, because those numbers are meaningless. They're meaningless. They're just a suggestion, nothing more than that. And there is no way, as of today, to evaluate their accuracy. You really do have to wait and see how they play out. It's not just an old adage or an old saying. You have to see how it plays out on the field before you can evaluate really how good they were. But again, we get caught up in this. I mean, I'm hearing all this talk today about, well, is Georgia going to pass Alabama for the number one spot? Who cares? It's not like you get the number one spot and therefore you are guaranteed the national championship. There, nothing could be further from the truth. Who gives a rat's behind whether Alabama's one or Georgia's one or what Clemson's ranking is? It is irrelevant. Clemson is choosing the players they want, by and large. So are those other schools. You're not... I can give you an evaluation of the individual's talent that I think is substantially better than the evaluations those recruiting services will give you. In fact, I know it is. It's been proven so. But it's still just an evaluation. And you still don't know until you get kids inside and you start working with them, all of the elements. How do they handle the college life? How do they handle a college environment? How do they handle, you know, the workload? How do they handle the education load? There are a myriad of factors which go into that. But let's stop acting like the recruiting rankings are gospel, and let's stop acting like, well, if you didn't attain the number one recruiting ranking, you somehow failed. I mean, who cares? Clemson's won two national championships. I don't give a rat's behind about what their recruiting ranking is. I don't even look at it. It's absolutely inconsequential to me. It means nothing at all. If you don't trust the people over at Clemson and the coaches who are recruiting their players and making decisions more than the yahoos at Rivals or 247 who are making their evaluations, then you have no clue. John?
No, I agree.
How are you today, John?
I'm good. I'm good. Happy to be here. How you doing?
Good.
No, I agree with a lot of what you're saying. I think, you know, it comes down to the services mean nothing. It's about player development. And, you know, Dabo said today that Clemson's never signed the number one class. Well, I think his player development speaks that, you know, he knows what he's doing. And it doesn't matter that what...
But I'm not even talking player development. Player development is a part of it. I'm talking about just the flat evaluations. The evaluation, again, the evaluations of Rivals and 247 and ESPN or any of these other organizations that evaluate players, they're just that. They're evaluations. And more often than not, they're wrong. So why would those evaluations matter? What I'm saying is Clemson's better at evaluating than Rivals or 247 is. So don't get caught up in the mire. There's nothing there. Don't worry about it. I don't care whether Clemson ever wins a national recruiting championship. It's of absolutely zero consequence. Has nothing to do with winning. I don't even know where they stand right now. Alabama, Georgia, who's number one? I don't care. It's not like at the end of the day, when all is said and done, let's say Georgia wins the national recruiting championship. That's not a real thing. You people think that's a real thing? It's not a real thing. Georgia doesn't get anything for that. They don't actually get a national championship. You don't get a national championship for winning the mythical national recruiting championship. That's just some high school evaluation organization's opinion on it. But trust me, there's frequently no difference between 1 and 5 and 1 and 7. It's just talk, John.
No, yeah, I agree with you. I think it all, you know, these guys, I would trust the coaches who are going to put them into their program and who are going to, you know, put them through the programs that they have versus who these, you know, national services are. You know, I think a lot of where these services come from are these 7-on-7 camps, and that's not really football. You know, I think a lot of it has to be, you know, especially with Clemson, you know, for example, they've proven in the last few years that they know the guys they want. They know the type of character, the type of athlete, the size, weight, you know, all those different measurables. They know what they want in their program. So if, you know, as happy as Dabo Swinney sounded today, well, I'm just as happy then. If he has this much faith in this recruiting class as to what they can do moving forward, same here.
Look, he just won a national championship, too.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? I mean, it's like when you just won a national championship, you don't feel much pressure.
No.
You know, I mean, you're I hate to use a cliche again, but cliche alert, walking on air. You know, and yeah, he seems completely relaxed. And look, he knows he's the boss man, the czar of the college football world right now, and that's the way it is. And so he's not concerned with these little details. I mean, Clemson's going after the guy. Look, did Clemson get everything they want? No, nobody does. Nobody does. Alabama lost a couple players today. Lost one to Miami. Lost one to Florida. Nobody gets everybody they want. Clemson never loses people. I mean, never, never. Clemson's the only college football program in the country that doesn't lose people. Who's the last one? Kim Dichi?
Off the top of my head, I think you're right, and that's fine by me.
I mean, they never lose players. I mean, it doesn't happen. So there's a culture here. Again, Alabama lost, I believe, two players today. Lost one to Florida and one to Miami. At least the last I knew. I mean, you know, who knows? By the time I got up here, maybe that changed again. You know, I mean, maybe while I'm in transit, maybe that changed again. I'm not. Can't be 100% sure of that. But I think the bottom line is that the last thing on earth you worry about as a Clemson fan is whether you win a mythical national recruiting championship, because there is nothing to that. There is not, and people need to stop acting like that. I'm so sick of seeing that stuff, these lists of, you know, again, this team, well, you know, this team was one, and, you know, and Clemson's only five, or Clemson's only six, or seven. Who cares? Who cares? I mean, again, the one isn't real. The five and the seven, those numbers aren't real. Those are not real things. That's what people need to get through their thick skulls. Those numbers are not real things. They're the opinions of high school evaluators who work for online operations. The National Football League not paying these people to evaluate. All right? These are high school evaluators. Half of them write the most inane columns about players I've ever seen. I mean, guys who are supposed to know. Allegedly, guys who have been in this forever. I mean, I read some of what they write, and quite honestly, half of them are just idiots. And so these are the people you're talking about making the evaluations. Listen, do I think those organizations are better at evaluating talent than they used to be? Yes, because they used to be despicable. They've moved from despicable to mediocre. They're not despicable anymore, but again, let's stop acting like they're the be-all and end-all, and that somehow their word is gospel, because it's anything but that. It's just a set of opinions. And so these recruiting rankings, listen, here's the thing. The other part of it is this. The rankings are based on the numbers of players in a class. So if you have a smaller class, your ranking's not going to be as high. If you're concerned about those things, you should be more concerned with the per-player star average, historically speaking. But again, it depends on the size of your class and the number of spots you have to fill. And quite honestly, if you have a lot of spots to fill, you may actually wind up with a little bit more filler in a class. And I don't want to sound negative when I say that, but, you know, for the most part, here's the deal. If you are going to bring in, and obviously, you know, your max number in reality is 25, but you exceed that, people exceed that for a whole assortment of reasons. But if you're going to bring in a big class, you're probably not going to have 25 five-star guys, because there aren't 25. All right, and you're probably not going to have 25 five- and four-star guys. You're probably going to have a few guys that maybe other people don't see, that come from your state, that you know, that type of thing. But, you know, I just wish we would get past that notion that any of those rankings matter. Those rankings do not matter. They don't matter at all. Clemson has won two national championships in the last 4 years and came dangerously close to winning three, and has never won any of those mythical national recruiting titles. So I don't care at all what those ratings say. And here's a newsflash for you. There's no difference in class one versus class five. There just isn't. I mean, now there may be times that one is better than five, just as there will absolutely be times that class five winds up being better than one. It's finding the guys that fit what you do, that fit your culture, that fit your guidelines for the type of players you want to bring into your program, and then it is coaching them up. It is coaching them up, and coaching is an enormous part of this equation. Quite honestly, how many guys went to Georgia? How many top classes did Georgia have? You know, I hear those idiots there. They say, oh, you know, well, we haven't had any number one classes under Mark Richt. Mark Richt had plenty of classes that were good enough to win the national championship. Plenty of classes. He had endless classes that were good enough to win the national championship. You know what wasn't good enough at Georgia to win the national championship? Him. He's the part that wasn't good enough. He was the weak link. All along, he was the weak link. What I'm telling you is Dabo Swinney and staff would have won multiple national championships with Mark Richt's talent. Believe me when I'm telling you. Quick break. Walt Tuptula, Road Rage. Now, again, they probably would have recruited Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Which Georgia chose not to do because, you know, they were good. They were good. They didn't need Deshaun Watson.
They needed Grayson Lambert instead.
And what's his name? Punter boy. Walt Tuptula, Road Rage. Quick break. We are live at George Coleman Ford.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented poly-level process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville is the ultimate sports lodge you've been searching for. It's your local source for sports on wall-to-wall TVs and the most scenic views in the market. Everything on this fan favorite menu is made from scratch and guaranteed to please. Pair the new Nashville hot chicken sandwich with a local market brew served at a frosty 29 degrees by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl. Located on Woodruff Road in Greenville, Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
When it comes to your financial needs, Founders Federal Credit Union never strikes out. Founders offers a winning lineup with the most innovative products and services like free checking with e-statements, Founders Online, Founders App with mobile deposit, and much more. Not a member? Visit relaxfounders.com or our Clemson office to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Start the new year off right with a visit to Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. They have everything you're looking for, including the new 2019 Ford models and a great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select 2018 models. Edwards Auto Sales has a full body shop and rentals are available too. Visit the dealer that has been voted Oconee's number one new car dealer, Edwards Auto Sales, your full service Ford dealer on Highway 28 in Walhalla, the trusted Ford dealer for over 50 years.
Carolina Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
If you're looking for a great passenger car tire or great all-terrain for your truck, look no farther than Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley. Yokohama Ascend GT and the Yokohama Geolander AT G015, the Ascend GT carries a 65,000-mile limited tread life warranty with a smooth and quiet ride. The Geolander AT G015 is perfect for the highway and off-road when it's required. Give Steve's Tire and Service a call at 859-1361 or online at stscnow.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
It's Road Rage with Walt Tuptula on 105.5 The Roar.
He's disturbing the peace.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
One, two, three.
Walt Dipchilly Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5, The Roar, live from George Coleman Ford. Come on out, have some pizza, have some free drinks. It's a perfect day. It's like 70 degrees outside, nice little breeze. How are you today, John? We just jump right into things as we usually do here. There's no fluff. Filler on roadway. So you doing well, John?
Doing well.
Good.
Doing
glad
well.
Glad to hear it.
Happy to be here.
Anything in particular you took from what Coach Sweeney had to say? I think the most notable thing was that Niles Pinckney and Jordan Williams will both be out for spring practice, and therefore, ergo, the freshman defensive tackles are going to be thrown right into the fire right from the beginning.
Yep. Them and Xavier Kelly will have their hands full this spring, but I think that is a very good thing for Clemson from a long-term perspective, that they can focus on getting all of the reps, and you know they can be as ready as they can be come fall.
Well, there was a challenge in what Coach Sweeney said to Xavier Kelly too. You could hear it. It was, we'll find out whether the light is going on for this guy at this point. And so there was a little bit of a challenge in there. The insinuation was that the light had not been on previously. And so, you know, we'll see what he does. But, you know, I think quite clearly going into the year, your starters are the two guys are out.
Right.
And so that's not advantageous. I mean, no. that's that is the big question of this defense and this team this year, is that element. That element of defensive tackle play because of all the NFL guys you lost.
No, absolutely. But we were kind of talking about in the last segment that, you know, Dabo, you know, knows the players that he wants in his program, and he knows, you know, these are the kids that he has wanted with Tyler Davis, Taquan Johnson, et cetera, you know, some of these guys that, you know, when they, you know, they're going to get them in camp, they're going to get to work, and they're going to get them ready.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, make no mistake about it, this is going to be a significant drop-off at defensive tackle this year into this season. I mean, it's... You'd be foolish not to understand that. I mean, because you had two guys who were historical freaks. I mean, now Clemson has had some guys in the program like that, you know, a million years ago, like a William Perry or a Chester McLaughlin. But these are guys of that ilk, and they only come around every like a quarter century. So you're not going to replace those guys. The number of ready-made 300-pounders that exist in high school football that are not just lard A's who actually guys who are athletic and can move is few and far between. I have always felt that's the most difficult position to recruit in terms of college football, because there are very few of those type of guys, and historically speaking, particular schools hoarded them. They stockpiled them. Oklahoma, LSU, Texas. You know, these are some of the schools that would stockpile the defensive tackle types historically. Well, now Clemson is sort of in that mode. And the look, again, I think you could play for like 50 years, and you're probably never going to have Christian Wilkins and Lawrence again. First of all, nobody has Lawrence. I mean, Lawrence is unique. The only player like him in college football in the last decade was Vita Vea. And he was also dominant at 350 pounds and a freak athlete. Body constructed differently. And that's what makes Lawrence even a little more unique, is that he is the only guy who I have ever seen who doesn't look fat at 340 pounds.
No, you're right, though.
He doesn't. Lawrence does not look fat at 340. He carries the weight differently than anybody I've ever seen at that position. And he's a super incredible athlete. So I think that you just can't replace that. You know, I mean, even as good as Albert Huggins was, you just couldn't replace that. You can't replace a 340-pound guy who has athleticism to penetrate but can just drive people straight backwards in the face of your quarterback. And you're not just going to go on the football field next year and one of these other guys is going to be Christian Wilkins. They're not. Wilkins was a dynamic force, a team leader. His you know, at times he's been critiqued for his motor, but his motor in big games was unbelievable. And you could move him all around the defensive front if you chose to. He was incredibly versatile in what Clemson could utilize and use him as from a scheme standpoint. But and we saw that. I mean, the guy went from defensive end to defensive tackle, et cetera. Or from defensive tackle to defensive end to defensive tackle, et cetera. But, you know, the point is, that's not going to be a strong point of this football team next season. That is not, you're not going to look at that defense and say, well, defensive tackle is a strength. All year long, everyone in America knew probably the strongest part of Clemson's football team, that defensive line. A big part of that was those defensive tackles. But you're not going to have that next year.
No, you're not. But I think where Clemson will be well-suited for next season is all the experience of the secondary outside of Trayvon Mullen all coming back. I think they're going to have really good linebacker play from Isaiah Simmons, Shaq Smith, and Skalski coming back off that red shirt. You know, the A.J. Terrell, you know, be the number one corner next year. And, you know, with both safeties returning, I think the back end of the defense is going to end up being the strong point and allowing that defensive line to kind of come to their own. And, you know, it's not like they're, you know, they have guys like Xavier Thomas, KJ Henry, some of these guys as well who are uber talented and, you know, been waiting for their moment. KJ Henry getting a redshirt year to gain strength and work on his technique. And I think Henry and Thomas could be a force.
Yeah, but the linebackers are not going to have the advantage of having 650 pounds of defensive tackle in front of them. The linebackers, the linebacker talent, I think is good. I've always expected that Skalski was going to do big things. And I think that Smith has certainly shown signs, and I think he is ready to make the big jump. Isaiah Simmons is just was tremendous for Clemson this year. And I think that's the basketball team's biggest news was when David Scar returned. I think the football team's biggest news was when Isaiah Simmons decided to return, because from the scheme versatility that he provides and the things that you can do with him, and quite honestly, you don't have another guy who's ready to fill that spot right now. You have guys who have the potential to fill it and one at one point will, but you don't have another guy like that. So that's why he's so vital, I think, to the whole defensive operation next year. But again, I think going into next year, I think defensive tackle is a concern. Look, here's the thing. If I'm playing Clemson next year, all right, the first thing I'm doing is I'm running right at him. And this year, there's no way you could run at him. You couldn't even think about running right at him. But if I'm going against Clemson next year, the first thing I'm testing is I'm testing those guys in the middle. I'm going right inside, and I'm going to try and run right at Clemson. That'd be my game plan going in. I want to test those guys and find out can they hold up. And I think they're good players, but there's going to be a drop off there, and make no mistake about it. There's going to be a significant drop off at defensive tackle, and the reason it's a significant drop off at defensive tackle is because you had the best pair of defensive tackles in the country. Therefore, no one else did, including you. Your backups are not as good as those guys. They're just not.
No, absolutely. I mean, those guys were historically great for a reason. They're both going to probably go in the first round for a reason. You know, it's very odd. Do you see teams that run a 4-3 defense that have two first-round defensive tackles right there in the middle? It's just rare. And, you know, Clemson was, you know, very fortunate to have that last year, and it was a big reason why they were able to go 15-0, win a national championship. But I agree with you. I think that will be, when you're looking at the defense for 2019, that will be a weakness and, you know, be up for the other nine spots on the field to make up for it.
Yeah, well, again, you know, look, I don't even want to say weakness per se, because I think those are good players.
Right, right.
I think Clemson has some depth. But what I'm saying is, if you're looking at attacking the Clemson defense, that's one place you're going to start. You're going to try, because, again, no one's been able to touch that. I think fundamentally a lot of people just gave up on that notion. Mm-hmm. You know, that why it's almost a wasted play to run right at Clemson, because you weren't going to run right at those two cats. You just weren't. But I think next year, you know, look, Clemson's offense is going to be unbelievable next season, at least on paper. You know, we'll see how it plays out in reality, but on paper, it should be unbelievable. Well, one of the things I think people are going to want to do in trying to deal with that offense is to keep it off the field. Well, You've got to be able to establish something at the point of attack, line of scrimmage, and prove that you could run the ball. I mean, this year, essentially, nobody could run the ball on Clemson. So if you can't run it on them and you can't move the ball consistently, that offense is getting right back on the field. But next season, people are going to test that. You're going to have a bunch of new guys on the interior of that defense. The defensive tackles, the linebackers, you're going to have new guys, new faces in that mix, and I'm pretty sure that that's what people will try and do early in the year. I mean, that's what I would try and do.
No, absolutely. And I think something that'll be an advantage for Clemson as they're getting them ready is the fact that 3 out of 5 offensive linemen return, and you and I have talked previously that we think that next year's offensive line with moving Cervenka into center, and with Jackson Carmen at left tackle, that there's the possibility of the offensive line being even better. So what better way to get the interior of your defensive line ready than going against those guys every single day through spring and fall camp?
Well, I'm saying from a physical standpoint, the offensive line. I think the offensive line physicality is actually going to go up. I'm not as sure that they'll be as good in pass protection because, quite honestly, we have to see how Jackson Carmen holds up as an every down left tackle and what his weight is and all those type of things. Because the one thing that Hyatt gave you was certainty in pass protection. I think where Carmen potentially has advantage is in the run game. You don't see a ton of physical tackles. Carmen has a chance to be that. And I think to perhaps be more physical than Mitch Hyatt was in terms of running the football. But, how is he going to hold up in pass protection? I think that's the real key, particularly with this offense. And we don't really know that yet. You know, he's a remarkable athlete. I mean, even at 360 pounds, he was a remarkable athlete. He was just headed for a role as an interior offensive lineman, more specifically a guard at 360. He wasn't going to play left tackle at 360. You know, when I first saw him, I mean, his athleticism jumps off the page at you when I saw him in high school, but he was never going to play left tackle in major college football at 360 pounds because he just, even with his unique athleticism, it wouldn't have been good enough to handle speed rushers at 360. Uh-huh. And so he had to get in shape. Now there's talk about him potentially being like 315 or something. I always think that may be too light. I'm not sure he needs to be 315. I mean, I'm pretty good with Jackson Carmen. If he's in the 325 range, I'm pretty good with that.
Yeah, with his athleticism, he'll be able to have that good kick step. And, but 360, it's kind of tough to move out there on those speed rushers. But I think, between the 320, 330 range in there, I think he could be
Let me get Paul in here. He's been holding the whole show. Paul, I appreciate you hanging in there.
That's all right, Walt. I can't agree more. I agree with you about the recruiting, but the thing about Clemson defense, it'll be all right. You're going to have to score 50 to beat us. I think the offense is going to average 42, 43 points a game. I really do. But, I said, we're going to see what the offensive tackle do. But you're exactly right on recruiting. You think Rivals or ESPN or 24/7 or whatever they are would have picked Hunter Renfro as that? They didn't even probably knew he existed. They don't even know what, and this kid turned out to be, great. And that just shows you, you got to know talent.
Yeah, and again, the absurdity to me is that people just treat those numbers like they're real. Those aren't real. Those aren't like, it's not like, okay, God has determined that Alabama is number one. They have the best recruiting class, and Georgia is number two. No, those are just the opinions of some amateur analysts. They're nothing more than that. Stop acting like 100. those numbers are gospel.
You brought up something that kind of stole my thunder. In that case, Georgia ought to have about 6 or 7 national championships. I mean, they're in the top 5, it seems like, for the last 15 years or so. I mean, that's what I think. Dabo Swinney, that since he's been there, he won the recruiting war in the ACC one time. I think that was back in 2015 or 16. He's won the recruiting war one time. So what's that telling you? I mean, you got to know how to evaluate players.
Well, right, because there's another good example. I mean, Florida State has beaten Clemson lots of years in terms of recruiting. Where is all that talent? Where is all that talent? I mean, people keep telling me every year about all the talent at Florida State. You're wrong. They have all sorts of issues talent-wise. So there's a really good example. Those services repeatedly ranked Florida State's classes as elite. None of those classes were elite. They had some elite guys. They've had some. There's been some. You know, Derwin Jameses and some Jalen Ramseys. But the problem is there hasn't been enough of them. There's been nothing at wide receiver.
Played offensive line.
Right. There's been nothing at offensive line. Nothing at wide receiver. Yep. Not enough on the defensive line. Nothing at linebacker. I mean, you know, and we act like, you know, those numbers are gospel. Those numbers weren't gospel. Clemson's recruiting classes every year were better than Florida State's. Don't kid yourself. Those rankings were wrong. That's the point.
I agree 100%, Walt. I enjoy listening to what you got to say. You have a great day.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We're live from George Coleman Ford. Come hang out with us. We'll take a quick break. James, who'll be up first when we get back.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Rooster's offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Rooster's at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
I'm Bridget, executive health coach at the Health Dare. My clients are raving about the results they're having at the Health Dare. At iDareGreenville.com, you'll see testimonials of real people saying our methods reverse their symptoms of diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, IBS, and sleep apnea in just a matter of weeks. In fact, our team promises to help you reverse your symptoms in 30 days or your money back. It's so easy and sustainable. There's only two things you can't eat, and you don't even have to go to the gym. I did the program and lost 80 pounds of fat in 90 days. They say we're reversing symptoms of diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, high cholesterol, and IBS. So what are you waiting for? Don't wait any longer. It's time for a change. Go to iDareGreenville.com to book your free consultation with a health coach. I dare you. That's iDareGreenville.com.
Gold's Gym is where my community is. My friends, my coaches, my support system. Everyone's working to better ourselves. We may have different fitness goals, but we're all here reaching them together. Find your community at Gold's Gym today.
Join Gold's Gym with zero enrollment and no contract. Valid with select new memberships at participating locations only. Visit goldsgym.com/February to learn more. Offer ends February 17th.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Did you know you can spray Lanex on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanex it.
Call us today at Lanex of Anderson.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Good to see you doing so well. Really, it is.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
You're the only one I wanna touch.
Walt Deptula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You know, it's interesting. We have a bunch of people out here. Everybody during the break is talking about the Saints play and instant replay and that stuff. So that conversation, it just will not die. None of that will die. Let me get to James on South Carolina Recruiting. James, how are you?
Hey, well, I think I've been sniffing too much of diesel fuel. Hey, I was going to ask. I think South Carolina got a pretty good recruit. I don't know for sure. And I was going to ask you what you felt about this team coming up this year. And I know this is going to sound like I've been really sniffing diesel fuel, but how do you think I'll chance it with Clemson this year, South Carolina?
Well, no, you were fuel-free until that last comment, James.
Well, I know I'm probably not going to beat them, but,
Yeah, no, they did. And I think, here's all you hope to do this year. You hope to narrow the gap. Now, you're not narrowing the gap that Clemson won a national championship. I'm talking about narrowing the gap in terms of how you feel about it. And for the first time recently, you competed against Clemson this year. Your quarterback threw for 500 yards, so he's going to feel pretty confident the next time he sees Clemson. You can be sure of that.
I would hope they would start the other quarterback.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I think that Jake is still going to be your guy, unless he performs badly. Look, the best news for you there is that Helinski is going to put some pressure on Bentley for the first time, and Helinski is a ready made college body quarterback. He's 6'4" and a half and 232 pounds, so he can absolutely step on the field and play if you need him to. But at the very least, he puts a little competition on Bentley, you know, and that's something I think you've been missing. I think the kid you're talking about is Jacquez Sorrells. And, John, you have confirmation he did sign with South Carolina.
He did. All right, about so
you,
2 hours
you got,
ago.
Oh, thank you so.
Yeah, you got, so you got
oh,
Jacquez Sorrells.
I've been wanting, yes.
Yeah, I watched his film. I spent some time watching his film this morning, and I watched him in a lot of one-on-ones. I actually thought that in the one-on-ones, he won about 50% of the time. That's not exactly where I would want him to be. But here's the good news. Okay. You're talking about a guy who's 6'2", 310 pounds naturally, good athlete, really has some understanding of how to use his hands and arms, which is a good thing for a high school player. And I think he's just starting to really understand what he's capable of and the game. So I think he's going to get better and better. I think it's a really good acquisition for South Carolina. It's another defensive line piece, and it clearly this is one of Will Muschamp's biggest goals. It's to build South Carolina at the line of scrimmage.
You know, and I said Walt going to tell me straight, and you don't miss it, you shoot it straight from the hip. Man, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, James.
Appreciate the kind words. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for the call. John. John, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how are you doing?
Good, John. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, appreciate you getting me in. Just going to relate my thoughts over to the recruiting rankings. And again, I always come from a Georgia point of view, but when I look at the national championship teams that I can remember the past, let's say, 5-6 years, at the end of the day, it's still an upperclassman team. You need strong juniors, strong seniors, maybe with a 5-star freshman like an Lawrence come in or a 5-star wide receiver, but at the end of the day, I still think you win with the upperclassmen. And what my point is, when I relate that to recruiting rankings don't bring in your roster into account. Recruiting rankings just bring in whatever, you're recruiting or with the talent you're bringing in. So let's just make my point. So like Georgia, I really think this year Georgia needed a 5-star quarterback because you got Jake Fromm leading, what, 1 year, 2 years? And so it's very possible now all these offensive linemen, these great offensive linemen you're recruiting, are all juniors and seniors, but now you're playing with a freshman quarterback. These recruiting rankings get it wrong when you're not taking into account of what your roster needs to maintain that junior-senior talent level, and that's where I think Clemson and what Dabo does great is you never see him devoid of you know, talent, upperclassman talent anywhere in his roster. Let's get your comments on that, see if you agree with that.
Yeah, well, first of all, I certainly agree with the notion that it takes upperclassmen to win a national title. I mean, I think you saw that this last season. I mean, Clemson was a very experienced team almost across the board with the exception of quarterback, so and wide receiver at you know, with one or two guys like Ross, but I think, yeah, there's no question that experience matters, because what you're talking about is physical maturity. What experience means is physical maturity. I mean, the reason Clemson won the national championship there this year is because they were badasses. That's why they won. They were tough at the line of scrimmage. That's why they won. You know, and that's why most teams win the national championship, because they're tough at the line of scrimmage, even with all the high-flying offense. So, you know, yeah, I mean, I think that you're 100% right in that belief. And, you know, and we'll see. You know, the other part is recruiting rankings don't take into account how you fill needs. They're just flat rankings and analysis of players. They don't take into account how, and really this goes to your point, because you're talking about the meshing of the existing talent in the program with the incoming talent. Well, that goes to filling needs. And so, you know, I think that's another thing that Clemson has done a really good job at for the most part. And so, yeah, you're spot on. But, I mean, you know, look, the Georgia Bulldogs, for 10 consecutive years, finished in the top 10 in the recruiting rankings. The Rivals recruiting, they're the only program in America to do it under Mark Rick. And yet, there was nothing to show for it. There was nothing to show for it. So it's still more than that. And look, Georgia's going to get their payout. John, you said you're a Georgia fan, right?
I am, yes.
Well, you're gonna get your payout. It's coming. I mean, trust me. Mark Rick was not the guy, but Kirby Smart is. I know people are trying to make those comparisons now. I know people are trying to say, well, you know, he's had the same failings that Mark Rick had. No. If you don't see that there's a different lifeblood in the Georgia program right now than there was under Mark Rick, then I don't know what you're looking at. Because I think the power team in the SEC over the next 10 years is Georgia, and I don't think it's close. I think Georgia is going to swamp Alabama over the next 10 years, swamp them.
I hope you're right. I don't care that we're number one. I think to do what you're saying you're doing, you got to recruit at the right times. Yeah. And I was really disappointed we didn't pick up a really good quarterback, because Jake could leave after next year. And what do you have behind him? So I think it's recruiting certain talent, 5-4 star at the right time. And I believe that's what Dabo gets right. And Kirby will get it. I agree with you. I wasn't a Mark Rick fan.
Let me tell you what Kirby is getting right. He's recruiting the offensive line like nobody in America. And that's why I think Georgia's going to be one of the preeminent programs over the next 10 years, and why I actually think Georgia's going to be the dominant program in the SEC over the next 10 years, because I see the offensive line happening, and I think he's going to build a physical monster at Georgia that just mauls people at the point of attack.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for taking my call, John.
Yep. Thank you, John. Take care. Yeah, I mean, as I look ahead in the world of college football, if I look at my crystal ball, which, by the way, is like almost flawless, 27-6 the last 2 years in the preseason win totals. When I tell you something's happening before the year, there's a really good chance it's happening. There's a really good. And what my crystal ball tells me, like looking at the big picture over the next decade right now, Clemson's not going anywhere. Clemson's going to be there every single year as long as that guy Dabo Swinney is here. Clemson's going to be here every single year. He's the part that's not replaceable. Everything else is replaceable. As long as he's here, Clemson's not going anywhere. Alabama, not so certain. Alabama is going to get past Tua Tagovailoa. Nick Saban is an old guy. How much longer? 2 years? 3 years? 4 years? There is zero reason to believe that Alabama's success is going to continue beyond that. We have no idea. I asked people who their next coach will be. No one has any idea. You know, that if it's not going to be Dabo Swinney, then who is it going to be? Nobody has any idea. There aren't a lot of those tier one guys. All right. There's really only one other, and right now he's retired, and that's Urban Meyer. Other than that, there really isn't anybody like that. So when I look ahead, what I see is I see Clemson being there. I see Georgia over the course of the next decade winning multiple national championships and becoming the preeminent program in the SEC. They are going to replace Alabama as the biggest bad A in the SEC. That's coming. All right, first thoughts on that, John.
No, I agree with you. I think, you said Dabo Swinney, as long as he is around at Clemson, I don't see them going anywhere. And I think with Georgia, it's that offensive line coach, it's Sam Pittman. It's the getting these big bad bullies and being able to just physically maul people. And football's one in the trenches. And Georgia is doing everything they need to do that while also filling out the rest of the roster.
They're out recruiting the nation on the offensive
yes.
line.
It's unbelievable what they've been able to stack up these last couple of years with their offensive line recruiting.
By the way, you want another good example of a team that finds guys that fit their scheme and their system and doesn't necessarily rely on recruiting rankings? A lot of three-star offensive linemen that wind up being pro players, Wisconsin. You know, Wisconsin plays a different game than everybody else. Yeah, they play white bread game.
That's a good way of putting it, yeah.
they play white bread game. We're going to kick your butt at the line of scrimmage, and that's just the way it's going to be, and they do. You know, their missing link is always quarterback, because if they ever get a quarterback, I mean, look the last few years what they did to the Miami Hurricanes. I saw some knucklehead Miami fan up there arguing today. He said, hey, if we don't matter, why do people care about us so much? No one cares about you, dude. No one cares. The only reason people care about you is they think you're the circus. I mean, you hired a 50-year-old punter. You brought in a 50-year-old punter fresh from San Quentin.
I mean, the only good thing Miami has done in the last couple of years is get me out of my donut bet with you.
That's right. Yeah. But I mean, they got mauled twice by Wisconsin, and certainly, from a blue chip standpoint, Miami has had more blue chip talent. But Wisconsin as a system, if Wisconsin can ever find a quarterback, ever, then they're going to be difficult to deal with. Let's see here. Can we squeeze Seminole Ted in? Let's squeeze Ted in. Ted.
Hey, Walt. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for getting in, Ted.
Doing good. I was real glad to see that Florida State picked up Travis and Henry. Wanted to get your thoughts off air on that and what that means if either one of those are going to play this year and what Browns will be able to do with that. Thanks and have a good one.
Thanks, Ted. I've not watched the film on him yet, so I can't answer it. I mean, I'm just sorry. I start here, all right, with Clemson, South Carolina, and then I branch out, and I can't watch all the film there is to see in a day. But apparently Florida State moving to the new quarterback-less offense in the near future. I mean, it's become a bit of a concern from a depth standpoint. Look, historically speaking, teams like to have five scholarship quarterbacks because you have injuries. Remember what happened in Maryland a few years ago? Remember when Maryland came here and they had to play a linebacker at quarterback because they were down to their sixth-string quarterback?
Yeah, number 31. He was really great at throwing the ball backwards.
Yeah, and so you need some quarterback depth, but even as John said, the Georgia fan before, this is the problem. Georgia had some quarterback depth that went away. Clemson had some quarterback depth. A lot of it went away.
Yep.
It's that position. We are in a new age for that position, and the transfer portal just enhances that notion. But we are in the age of guys of free agency, essentially, and guys leaving, especially at the quarterback position. And I have always, my line on that has always been this. Everybody wants to stockpile quarterbacks, but no quarterback wants to be stockpiled. And that is more true today than has ever been before. And it presents these dilemmas. I mean, we have all of this insane movement, and in some cases, quarterback depth has been shortened. Certainly in Georgia's case, it has been dramatically shortened because you had a pretty good situation. You had a two-headed situation. But look, we knew all along, just as we knew all along, that the Clemson quarterbacks were not going to stay happy with the status quo. There was no way that Athens was big enough for both Fromm and Fields. It just was not. It's not going to happen that way. We'll talk a little more about that on the other side. Quick break. Walt Tip Tiller Road Rage.
safely in the Priority One studios. We are WCCP, Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Don't forget, the Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is a perfect location for wedding rehearsals, large groups, office parties, graduation parties, family reunions, and birthday celebrations. The Blue Heron can also take care of your catering needs. Locally owned and operated, the Blue Heron is proud to serve Tiger fans the finest steaks and freshest seafood around. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone.